Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
This is Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and man, welcome to Stairway to Heaven. And Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And my guest today is Mr. Jim Palmer of Summit Trace. He's a famous man there, and he's here to tell us about his life and how he got saved and everything. But before we get started on his testimony and everything, Jim, would you like to say hello?
Hey, how y'all doing? Thank you, Doctor, for letting me come on, and I'm excited to be here and just ready to just kind of get started on how I got led into Jesus, and Jesus saved my life, and I'm just excited to be here.
So. All right, thank you. Before we get started getting your testimony, we're going to open up with the Spirit of the Lord and singing, Fighting For. Today, my guest is Mr. Brother Jim Palmer of Summit Trace, and he's here to tell about his testimony of his life and how he got saved. And maybe someone out there will get touched by his testimony. And if you want to call, comment on it, call 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. Jim, welcome to the show, and I'm going to let you begin your testimony and tell someone out there need to hear how they can get saved and maybe change their life plan. So I'm going to turn it over to you and let you do your thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
No, I just, I got, you know, like I said, I didn't have any religious background. I wasn't brought up in a religious church. My family, we very seldom went to church. The only time I went to church growing up was just, you know, Bible, like the summer Bible schools, that kind of thing. And mainly we just did it to get free food or free snacks, you know. So I didn't have any background of religion. Didn't even know what the meaning of religion was. I didn't even know who God was. I knew that it was, you know, something that you had to believe in. That's where I was growing up in, you know. I didn't read anything about the Bible. The only time I read anything part of the Bible was that it said Holy Bible, you know, that the front of the book. That was the only time I even read the Bible. So this past year, it was past June, I started going to this gym. My wife, she kind of talked me into going to this gym and just to get in shape. Mm-hmm. And I started going to the gym, just working out, losing weight, because I was a little bit out of weight, a little bit overweight, out of shape, things like that, just to get my health better, you know, because I was getting up in age, and she just wanted me to just be live a better life, you know. And so I'm going to this gym, and in this gym, not a very big gym, and a gym called Flex Fit out there, and a guy named Aaron, he's the owner of it. Well, he was a pastor, and he owned the gym. Well, you know, he would give some scriptures and kind of talk about God as we'd be in a gym. But as I got into the gym, I had no idea that being in that gym, there was a different purpose than me losing weight or getting in shape. And God knew that purpose, you know. And it's just awesome how it happened and how it transpired. He has a sign that's visually out there, and it's a sign that says, you know, men's Bible study every Wednesday at 5:30 a.m., you know, and that sign kept being like a beacon, you know, kept drawing me to the sign. And each time I go into the gym, that sign would get my attention, you know, and it just kept drawing me. And then one day, it was on a Tuesday, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to wake up Wednesday morning, I'm going to go to that men's Bible study, just to see, you know. And once I got that men's Bible study, I went the next Wednesday, and before you knew it, I started to feel gravitating mm-hmm. more. I wanted to experience more. So as I got into the gym, I was in there working out, and Pastor Aaron, he was talking to me, and he's like, you know, what do you think, and things like that. And I said, you know, I'm feeling it. I like to know more and more. And he simply said this words that kind of changed my life. He says, what are you waiting on? And you're not promised tomorrow. And I stood there a minute. I said, you're right. I said, look. Let's do it right then and there. And he saved me right there in that gym. And it was a couple witnesses, couple guys that good Christian men that was in there working out at the time, and they were witnesses, and there it went, you know, and I got saved, and I haven't looked back. I mean, the Holy Spirit fire on me, man, and it's been one heck of a ride. It's been an awesome ride. I'm now in God's hands, you know.
Yes.
And God's guided me to do a lot of good things. I feel it every day. Every day he just gives me things, and his strength is unbelievable. And And it was August 1st of this year is when I got saved. Okay. And my wife, she really didn't believe in God at all. Now God's hands, you know?
Yes.
And God's guided me to do a lot of good things. I feel it every day. Every day he just gives me things, and his strength is unbelievable. And it was August 1st of this year is when I got saved. Okay. And my wife, she really didn't believe in God at all, but she supported the fact that I was looking for a different purpose in my life. So she went to church with me and things like that, but she didn't really read the Bible or and that went on for about a couple months. And she one day, you know, I got to read the Bible and teaching her and things like that, and she got saved about 3 weeks ago. So like I say, it's a domino effect. Everyone around you just sees the glory of God because we are salt and life, you know? Mm-hmm. And when we illuminate that out to everybody else, that glorifies God. They see the goodness in you and realize, wow, they see that change. It's that inward change becomes an outward change, and people see that. So, you know, as I got into this, God spoke to me one night and said, you know, I work at Summit's Trace. You know that, Doc. You know,
we both work there.
And, it's a nursing home. It's a pretty big nursing home. Got a lot of residents there, over 200 some residents that reside there. And, you know, we need to restore that faith back in that building. And he just spoke to me and gave me an assignment. And I started this Bible study. Now you got to listen. Now I didn't have no idea about the Bible. None. I had no clue about the Bible. And I'm like, are you sure? You know, for a moment, I'm like, are you sure, God? You want me to do this? You know, I mean, and it's like, give it to him. You know, lay it all to him. He's going to take control of it, and he's going to give you the strength and the power to fulfill that assignment. You're not doing it on your own. It's not your own desire. It's his desire to fulfill him, to glorify him. So as I got into it, I started a Bible study with the residents. I go on my own time at 7 o'clock p.m. every Sunday, and I teach the residents. I've been doing that for about 5 months now.
Yeah, and I noticed that.
It's been a wildfire,
It's been a wildfire because, like, a lot of some of them, those people there, and I can tell you for myself, even though in the mornings when I'm there playing the religious gospel music in the mornings, I have about two or three of them there, and some of them ask me when I'm going to play the music or when I'm what's what. But see, I play the music, and when you come in and start teaching them about life and teaching them how to get along, it kind of lifts them up because they're there and seem like nobody cares if they're there or not. But by you coming in there teaching them that what they want, what they need to hear, you're doing a good job.
Well, one of the things by doing this, you know, people praise you and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe how, you know, I can't believe how much you've grown and how much you know in a short period. And it's like, you know, that's all God's praise all goes to God. You know, you know, he's using me because, and I'm saying from my experience.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after this song. This is I Need Thee by the Gospel Harmonies.
Every hour. Yes, Lord, I need thee. I need thee. listen, I need thee. Every hour, yes I do. Most gracious, most gracious Lord.
North Carolina, sorry, New York is where they're from. And there's a song called I Need You. Before I get back with you, let me announce this now, make this announcement. March 14th, China Jaws presents The Keys of Harmony, The Disciples of Christ, Tim Wilson and the Hairs of Harmony, Perkin Evasion, and guess what? Special guest appearance by Deacon Petty. Now, this will be at 955 O Street, New Faith Baptist Church, Columbus, Ohio. This is March 14th. Also, on March 21st, now, there were the guys. Now, here's what she's got coming into China Brains Black Presents. The ladies, family. She presents Shelly and New Corinthian, Glorify of Tulsa, Alabama, The Lyric Supreme. And also, this group here I've been trying to get a hold of, get a CD from her, Lou and Louisiana, Ron and Louisiana Girls. And this is March 21st. 21st, the tickets are $10 in advance, $13 a door, and same as with Tim Woodson, $10 in advance, $13 at the door. So if you wish to come there and be there, it's going to be a nice, pretty good program. Like I say, my group will be there, the Keys of Harmony will be there, which is, they are also part of Stairway to Heaven. So be there and come there and enjoy yourself. It's called March Madness. Jim, I'm going to give it right back to you.
Yeah, and like I said, With the nursing home, you know, a lot of residents have been coming to that Bible study, and they just relish in it, you know, and they learn a lot from that. Although I'm teaching them, they're teaching me a ton. I'm learning probably more from them than I am teaching them. But you know, of course, they give me that praise, and sometimes, you know, it feels good to get praise, you know. And being immature a little bit in my faith, starting out, you know, I started to get that, you know, like kind of a big head, and started being less humble about it, and like, oh yeah, look at me. God will humble you when you get that way. He will humble you, and he kind of had to knock me down a little bit on a pedestal, and you know, it's like it's his praise. You know, this is his praise. This is his glory. I'm doing the will of him, our Father. And, you know, once I realized that, man, it just took off. And Bible studies are getting a little bit more structure. You know, in the beginning it was a little elementary kind of, but we're getting a lot out of it. And we ended up saving four residents, residents.
That sounds good.
In the past five months, four got saved. So, and so there's more, and it varies, but most of the time we getting 15, 20 people showing up to these things. So this is kind of a highlight to their day on that Sunday, and you know, we do the healing. Residents, man, they get into it, and residents may be in some pain, and at the end of the Bible study, we just do like about a 10-minute, you know, prayer session, worship session, just giving him the glory and the thanks, it's been really good, and I'm blessed, honestly. It's I never thought that going to a gym, and I was thinking in my own mind, I'm going here to get shape, get in shape, you know, get my life right. Yeah, I got my life right, but not in the way I thought I was going to. And God got me in shape spiritually. So he had a different plan for me, which is fine. And I accepted it. And you know, I'm not looking back. It's wonderful. And, you know, it's just a good feeling to be in, you know.
Yes, and it is.
And I'm starting to go to different churches now just to kind of experience more, because I didn't get to experience going to churches growing up and seeing different churches, hearing different services and preachers in that matter. But I'm just honored, you know, honored by his blessings and
This is Aretha Franklin, Cyanide Mountains. And we'll come back to that. And I got a question I got to ask you when we come back. My guest is Brother Jim Palmer, and he's telling about his life, how he gets saved and everything. Jim, let me ask you this question. When you went to that gym and went for your workout, you didn't expect all of this, did you?
Oh, not at all. It wasn't even in my plan, you know. I had no clue that was about to unfold.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you, you know, I grew up in church, and I had two grandfathers and uncles are pastors. And there was an old saying that they say, God always have a ram in the bush. And maybe by you going to that gym, he figured that, well, I believe I can take this man, my child here, and turn around a little bit. Because you were actually, to be truthful with you, you were looking for something and to get your life straight. And thank God. You did it. You didn't expect all of that, but it happened. And another thing, tell the folks out there what it's like, what to expect, or if they want to save their life, how can they go by doing this?
To what? Fine. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there.
Ask them. When you got saved and everything, and I remember you said you explained the feeling. Could you explain a little bit more of what you're doing? Tell them how you are. Well, I talked to your pastor. Your pastor said, you're a fisherman, man. That's what he told me. And that you are. And you are a fisherman, man. And you do believe in telling like this, getting the word together. Because every time when you was talking to this young lady, I mean, you let it all pour out.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, go ahead and pour it all out.
I just, you know, the feeling I got, you know, a lot of people say they're looking for a feeling. Well, a lot of times when you get guided and you get a calling to get saved, if you haven't been saved, it's, I mean, people never get a feeling, you know, it's just, you know, it happens, or you get a, you draw to it. And my experience is, it isn't going to be the same experience as other people's. But with me, it was like, started out with a sign. God visually gave me a sign, because I guess maybe, you know, that's how he got my attention, is by me seeing it, you know. And it was visually, he gave me a sign. It was a visual sign, and it just kept drawing me. And when I went to this men's Bible study, we were speaking on subjects that was like, kind of like, you know, it was real in depth. There was probably about 5-6 guys there. I could see the brotherhood in there, you know. And a lot of those guys been going to that Bible study. They're getting up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm sitting there thinking, man, these guys are dedicated. I mean, they get up every Wednesday at 4:30, 5 o'clock to go to this Bible study. So that first time that I was in there in that Bible study, it dawned on me, like, man, you know, I need to check into this a little more, you know. And I didn't even know how to pray. I didn't know any of that, right?
Right.
So I went to the next Bible study, and then it was drawing me, and the subject was going on, you know, and we was talking on it. It was just hit me in my heart, and I felt it, and I knew it was like, you just know. It's like, you know what? I'm going to accept Jesus in my life.
Okay. Hold it right there, because we're getting ready to come with another song. This group's been singing for about 80 years. It's called themselves the Swanee Quintets. And they've been singing ever since I was a little boy. This is known as Dr. Jesus.
Told me to go and gave me a song to sing. Song goes something just like this. I got a true friend named Dr. Jesus.
All right, yeah, that's a 20 minute, and we're getting to close out for YouTube, and I hope to see y'all next time. And for those who watch, let me put this and say this. Hey, remember, the mind ain't nothing but the garden, but what you put in it grows, and remember that. And we'll see you next time on YouTube.
Selena Brenda Lynn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood.
Now, the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of Black artists. The two new programs are open to Black and visual artists, are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists.
More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
All right, we're back. Hey, this is Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and welcome to Stairway to Heaven, brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And my guest today is Brother Jim Palmer, and he's going to talk about his life, his testimony, and it's a good testimony. Really, it's about his life, and man, he seems like he has changed his life around. I mean, really has changed his life around. And the people that he talked to, and their lives been changed. Now, I'm gonna get back to him. Let me make this announcement. These two announcements, right quick. March 14th, call March Madness, 5 p.m. New Faith Baptist Church, 955 Oak Street. And within the, we'll be on the show, the Keys of Harmony. Also, will be the Disciples of Christ. And guess who's coming? Tim Woodson will be here. And he said that song, I'll Meet You in the Morning. He'll be singing that one. And I've Done What You Told Me to Do. He'll be singing that one. And Perkins and Envision, they'll be there. And they also says his special appearance by Deacon Petty. Now, I think he's supposed to be some comedian, and he will be there. Also, that's March Madness for now. For the women, March 21st, tickets are $10 a van, $13 at the door. Same church, family. Shelley and New Corinthian, Lyric Supremes, Glorify, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Ron and Louisiana Girls, and the tickets are $10 to $13. But really, like I said, be there, and hey, if you don't be there, missing. Like I say, my group will be there, the Keys of Harmony, the co-host of Stairway to Heaven. They will be there. Okay, Jim, it's all yours.
All right. Well, what we was talking about, you know, when I got it, I just knew right then and there it was time for me to be saved, right?
Right.
Because now looking back, it's like that was the first. It's about being obedient to God, and when He asks you to do something or He gives you a calling on something, it's to be obedient. And it says it all over the Bible about obedience and following the commitments. And as I read it, you know, look back. That was the first time I was obedient. It was when I accept Jesus Christ in my life, and that's the first step, you know, repentance. You repent, you confess out of your mouth all your sins, and you're free. I understood it, but didn't understand it. You know what I mean? I totally get it now. It's like as I get into the Bible, that's the path you have to go down. Is, you know, all right, being saved doesn't mean you're saved. Okay, now I'm saved, and I'll be saved, and I'm going to heaven. Well, I can still do the things I can do, huh? That's not how it works. A lot of people think, you know, I got saved, and then they still stay in their old flesh and body, you know, right. And they still want to do the things of their own selfish desires, and they ignore the calling or the desires of God. And I didn't want to do that, you know. I understood that I have saved.
Right.
And I needed to, you know, I was young, not young, but young as a Christian, a newborn, they call it. I still needed my milk.
Right.
So I listened to people around me, people like you. You know, you were one of those people that I talked to, Aaron, my pastor Aaron in the gym. But you gotta understand what God gives you once you be saved, because He's going to guide you right then and there. He's going to give you the tools. He's going to give you the all the things to be successful to walk in life with Jesus through Him. And there's still things I'm learning. There's still things I'm trying to grasp on. But it's coming at me like it's like a fire inside. And as I studied more with these residents at Summit's Trace, I'm learning more and understanding more of the faith and learning more of that righteous path to follow. And it's just, you know, that Holy Spirit, you can't keep it in. It's meant to come out. And you keep it in for yourself, you're not fulfilling God's will. So being here tonight is one of those, you know, I'm getting out my testimony. I'm telling everybody about, you know, it wasn't like my life was bad. I was a drug addict or an alcoholic or anything like that. I was just looking for a purpose, you know, because my life was changing at that time. And you know, my daughter, you know, was out of the house. She was going to college, and it was my only daughter, and I'm still with my wife. We were high school sweethearts, you know, and and all we knew was it was us three. That's all we knew. So when that change happened last year, when she moved out, it was like, I don't have any purpose anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I kind of fell in like a little bit of a depression because I didn't know me. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what, you know, what is Jim going to do? Yeah, I got a good job and I got some friends around me and yeah, I go out and we party on the weekends and stuff like that. And I started to kind of dwell a little bit into alcohol. It wasn't that I was like drinking excess. I mean, on the weekends, yeah, it was kind of drying that out, but I was just not living a fulfilled life, you know?
Right.
And I think God heard me and was like, you know what? Here's your purpose. You want a purpose? Here you go.
You know, doing things that I tried to do. I mean, God gave me the talent to sing in the music field. And, you know, like I said, he has a gift for everybody here in city. I might want to say city anyway. I was about to say everywhere. You know, when you look for what you find, I still say this. I mean, when you teach those people that Summit Trace, how can you, does things change when you talk to them right there?
Oh yeah. It just, you know, I study for it the week prior when I'm talking to the subject, pick a verse. And then when I get in there, I'm ready to go. Right.
Right.
But then just the Holy Spirit just takes over, man. And the Holy Spirit just comes over. And every time before we do it, and we pray that the presence of God comes into the room and guide us and teach us. And we thank him. You know, a lot of people don't understand, and I didn't understand it either, but, you know, how to pray. You know, there's the Lord's Prayer. Well, you don't have to recite the word for the Lord's Prayer, but it's a guideline. And I always was like, oh, man, I got to learn this. I got to learn this. This is how you pray. You pray like this all the time. Once I got talking to people, no, that's a guideline, and this is the guideline to pray properly.
Right.
And this is how God is able to connect through us. You know, that Holy Spirit is a connection. A mm-hmm. lot of people don't get it, and that's what we've been studying on the last 3 to 4 weeks was the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ghost, yeah. And kind of talked about, you know, those three. Well, they're one, right?
Right.
A lot of people get confused. Well, who we pray to, God or Jesus? Well, you thank God. God is the Father. And to get to God, you have to go through Jesus. Right. How do you go through Jesus? Well, it's through salvation. Allow him to come to your heart. And to come into your heart, and that'll change your life. But you have to now walk in fullness of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. When God promised his disciples the Helper, which is that Holy Spirit, right?
Right. I'm going to jump in here.
Yeah, Alvin. Go ahead, jump in there.
I notice you, and I notice that when you talk to them, they listen.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have some that talk to me, ask me questions and talk to me, and I tell them certain things. And then, you know, my sweet loving wife, I love her so much. She, by her being a minister, she's telling me things, too. And she always said God always has a purpose for you. And sometimes, you know, like you said, you didn't know when you go to the gym. You didn't know none of that. Sometimes you go in a place and you don't even know what's going on. You're going to say, I'm going to a Bible study.
Yeah.
And I want to say, like you said, you're going to the gym, get a workout. And this pastor has his workout and his Bible study. Mm. And, you know, sometimes it feels like like when you go there for one thing, I said, God has a way. So, well, I'm gonna take him. I need one more person to do this. I got an empty spot. It's just like you hire somebody. I got an empty spot, and that's just the way. That's the way it seems like you hire somebody. Okay, we'll be right back. Here is Convert Jews. You've been good to me. Convert, you've been good to me. Excuse me. And you know, you're going back to Jim. Let me make this announcement for one more before we get out there, and then I'm gonna turn it over to Jim. China Doll presents March 14th, March Madness. The Keys of Harmony, Disciples of Christ, Tim Wilson and the Hairs of Harmony, and Van Perkins Vision. And also they have a comedian there called Deacon Petty. And at first, I never heard him. First time, he's supposed to be a comedian. So he's going to be then March 21st. There'll be Family, Shelley and Corinthians, Glorified of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the Lyric Supremes of Columbus, Ohio, and Ron and Louisiana Girls from Louisiana. Like I said, the girls and ladies will be here on March 21st called Stepping Into High. And then the March Madness is for the men. It's on March 14th. And if you don't have nothing to do, come by there and be there. Right now, Jim will let you go. Say your fast words.
No, I just, and, you know, with my experience, I think the reason why I'm growing so fast in, mm-hmm. in my faith and I'm learning so much on a short time, mm-hmm. you know, I feel that I gave it all to him. You know, a lot of people want to hold on to things when they get saved. And then when I just hold on to their control a little bit, I let it go. I just gave it all to him and said, God's going to take over. Here you go. Take it. And he's taken it over, and I've just accepted it. And I let him just take me. You know, Jesus grabbed me by the hand. People say, Jesus, take the wheel. Well, I let Jesus take me by the hand, and he's taken me to places that I never thought I could go. And he's taking me to the high mountain, and I'm letting him take me there. And I feel that I have a calling to be some type of guide or teacher or a motivational speaker or pastor even. So I'm really taking my time to, you know, I study every night, I read every night. And I love going and doing that Bible study with those residents, because it gives me that fulfillment, you know. And it's not only me teaching them, but it's teaching myself as well. And those words of the Holy Spirit guided me. Just, you know, a little bit I learned, the Holy Spirit, that's our connective, you know, that's our connection to God is the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, just think of it like cell phone towers. We all have a cell phone, right? And if I want to talk to you, you're in Florida and I'm in Ohio, and we want to communicate, the only way we can communicate is by that cell phone tower, right?
Right.
Well, the Holy Spirit is that cell phone tower.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is that cell phone tower that gives us that connection link with God and us. And we're able, and it dwells in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts. So that's how I kind of look at it. And you allow to walk in the Spirit and to live in the desires of the Spirit, not your own selfish desires. Because when you got saved, you died.
Right.
And you literally have to let it die. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be stumbles. I mean, how many times you still stumble sometimes? You've been a Christian all your life.
There has been times that I had struggled. There have been times when I thought that I would not make it. And there have times when I said I've got to give up the ship.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for some people that prayed for me and loved me, they kept me going. There's one woman that really kept me going is my wife. After her, some friends, my sisters, and you know, they keep me going every time. There's a time when I come in summer trace, I feel like throwing in the towel, but I got to keep going. But anyway, them.
That, you know, and a lot of times it keeps us going and keeps us grounded is that guidance of that Spirit. And, you know, when we're down and out, he says, cry to him, you know, get down on your knees and just cry to him, and he will have the answers. And that's what I've been doing. And it's been, you know, we must decrease so he can increase. He fulfills us. You know, it's like Jesus said, I don't know the scriptures by heart right now, but I know some of the words in the Bible. And it's like living water. It pours you out. You know, you need to be poured out so you can be refilled back up. And that's a refreshment of the living water that Jesus speaks to in the New Testament. He talks about, you know, when he meets that Samaritan woman at the well, he talks about that living water, you know. You pour out, and our Father is going to refill us back up, replenish us. You know, Jesus is our bread, and that's what gives us the life. And he fulfills us. You know, the bread, the spiritual bread, is what allows us to go through turmoils and go through those struggles that we face, or if we're feeling down. You know, a lot of people just want to give up. Well, guess what? We have that super. We're no longer natural men no more.
Right.
We're supernatural.
Right.
We have a higher power.
Right.
To guide us, to lead us. So, I think people that, you know, even if you got saved, I think you know, people just need to understand that.
You can't. Okay, we got another one. This is Aretha Franklin singing "Oh Mary, Don't You Weep," and.
this late Aretha Franklin, and now this is Black History Month, and she was one of the greatest singers, one of the greatest gospel singers.
Listen, baby.
Baby,
tell your sister to don't moan.
Okay, that's Aretha Franklin married, Don't You Weep. Jim, it was nice having you here on the show. Hope to bring you back soon. And for those who would enjoy the show, please give us a call, 1-877-932-9766. That's what I have to say. If anybody don't have your smile, you don't have need a smile, and you got one, give them yours. And remember, the mind is nothing but the garden equipment that grows. And see you and hear you next time. And hey, and let's enjoy this. Oh, man, don't forget the program on March 14th and March 21st. March Madness and Next Step and High. Hope to see you there.